Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
It's relieving. Quite frankly, you know, we played hard the last couple of games and haven't gotten the success that we wanted. We haven't played well enough. We played the right way offensively for most of the night, playing with patience and good shot selection. And we worked hard on the defensive end. We've been working at it every day. We continue to grind away and try to improve our young guys and teach them the game.
I'll tell you what, that sounds like a very happy Frank Vogel after his team had run off three straight losses. They get back in the win column last night with a 97-73 win over New York's Knicks. The Magic return home tonight as they go back-to-back against the Dallas Mavericks. We'll touch on that in a matter of moments. Coming up on today's show, we'll talk about last night's game. We'll talk about something in a conversation that I had with Richie Adubato yesterday that I thought was riveting, I thought it was engaging, and I thought it was thought-provoking. The NBA goes through so many renaissance periods, and most of the time it happens with the players. How often does it really happen with the coaches? We'll talk about that coming up with our Sam Davis, who is producing today's show. But just a reminder, Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center. My name is Aaron Berlin. Thank you so much for joining us. We are an interactive program. So if you have a thought, if you have a comment, if you have just anything that you want to talk about today, with the Magic having just five regular season games left to play, the number is 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145. About this Magic team, they come off a 97-73 win over the New York Knicks. The big thing in this one, Orlando held New York to just 28 points in the second half, while the Magic posted 51 points in the second half as well. So that was the difference in the basketball game. Magic trailed by four entering the break. And ultimately, you heard head coach Frank Vogel talk about it right there. Defensively, they clamped down. Offensively, the ball moved crisp. It did everything that they wanted to do. And Mario Hezonja had a day. He had 18 points on a night. He was 5 of 8 from three-point line. And the Magic got production from some of the guys that they had called up from the G League. Jamal Artis had 16 points in the Garden for a career high. And the Magic held the Knicks to just 35% from the field. Now, on the other side of the parquet tonight, you got a team of the Dallas Mavericks that also played last night. They're going back-to-back. They top Portland. But I'll tell you what, Sam Davis, before we get too far into this game doesn't have a lot of intrigue. I'm looking at this game, and you're looking at all the players that are not only out for the Mavs, and the list is long. I feel sorry for Dennis Newman on tonight's broadcast, because the list of players missing tonight's game for Dallas is extraordinary. Dennis Smith, Dirk Nowitzki, Seth Curry, Nerlens Noel, Harrison Barnes, Wes Matthews, Dwight Powell. That's four out of their five starters. That should not be allowed in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, it makes me think there's going to be a lot of moms and dads watching tonight's Magic Mavericks game. Because, I mean, you look at games like last night with Jamal Artis, a guy who doesn't get a ton of opportunities. You never know when one of these guys is going to have a big night.
Didn't have a lot of opportunities, showed what he could do, and he did it in the world's most famous arena. How about that? You post your career high in the world's most famous arena. Meanwhile, out for the Magic tonight, the list is just equally as long. Nick Vucevic will rest. Jonathan Simmons remains out. Jonathan Isaac, after not playing in last night's game, is out as well. Evan Fournier will miss tonight's game, and Terrence Ross, who has been out since early November, is also not available to play tonight. So what does that mean with the Magic and the Mavs getting set for a 7 o'clock tip time? It means we're talking about something else.
What's trending now?
We are thrilled today to introduce Fred Hoiberg as the new head basketball coach of the Chicago Bulls.
My experience at Missouri in a lot of ways was terrific. You know, I learned a lot there. For me, there was points in my life where you kind of ask yourself, what do I really want to do?
Absolutely humbled to be sitting in this room and looking around me with the banners that hang.
Well, I'm really, really excited, and you're exactly right. I was going to take something very special. I mean, obviously, I knew of Kevin and Russell and, you know, seeing them on TV, but I didn't know what the organization stood for, what it was about. And then I think getting a chance to do that, I'm like, you know what? There's a lot of things that I believe in and I really, really value.
And that's what we're talking about. The voices you heard right now were all coaches that did not begin their career in the NBA, and not as a head coach. What we're talking about is coaches that have made the transition from the college game to the NBA game. And the reason we're talking about this is because yesterday I had Richie Adubato on this very program. And I'll tell you what, I love having Richie Adubato on this program. One, because it makes my job a lot easier. You ask that guy one question, he goes for like 9 minutes. So it's an easy show for me selfishly. Number two, I bring Richie on because I learn something each and every time. And on Monday night, we watched the Villanova Wildcats win their second national championship in 3 years. Jay Wright has now been to 3 Final Fours, and of the 3 that he's been to, he's walked away a champion 66% of the time. That's impressive. And the question I asked Richie yesterday, I was like, it's not only about winning championships, whether it's at the collegiate level, whether it's at the professional level on any sport. If you're a champion at your sport, you're impressive. You do something that a lot of other people at their job cannot do on a day-to-day basis. And it got me thinking, Sam Davis, as I welcome you in. You're welcome to join me on this, too. The lines between the college coach and the NBA coach are being blurred. And it used to be so black or white. You know what? If you were at the college game and you were the head coach, you stayed at that program because you were labeled, and there was almost like there was a stigma to it. You were a college guy, and there was no coming back from that. You grew up in the college game. You spent your entire career there because the games are not the same. Meanwhile, if you're in the NBA, if you came up as a video coordinator, if you knew the NBA ranks and you knew the NBA game, you stayed as an NBA coach. You didn't really dip your toe in either side. And what we're realizing now and what we're coming to a conclusion, the more you look around the league, the less this matters anymore. Because I had you do the research earlier today on some of the college coaches that are now having success in the NBA, and the list is really, really long.
Yeah, and it's really an interesting topic for sure, because like you said, these players make the jump from the college game to the professional game all the time. I mean, most of our league is made up of former college guys, and we see it every year with all these rookies. You got to take time to learn the different aspects of the game. The Magic are experiencing this right now. Fans are seeing Jonathan Isaac adjust every time he gets out onto the floor. They do keep it in-house most of the time, it seems like, with the NBA coaches. And I don't think that any one way is particularly better, but I don't think that you should be so quick to dismiss people that come from the college game just because it is a little bit different.
407-447-2145 is the call-in number. That's 407-447-2145 is the call-in number. If you have a take on this, what we're asking today, and it's a conversation that I had with Richie yesterday. I was listening to Adrian Wojnarowski's podcast this morning, and the question is simple. Is there a line, is there a moment in time now where if you're a college coach, you can't make that jump to the NBA? Or does it even matter anymore? Because the more I look at the coaching trees around the association and the more I look around the college game, it doesn't matter what level you're at anymore. Because what's happening is, I think in the early 90s, and the way you look at this, maybe it wasn't the early 90s, more like the mid-90s, when John Calipari and Rick Pitino both made their jump to the NBA, what kind of coaches are they? They're big personality coaches. They're guys that command the scene, that like to run programs. And now you take a look around the league and you take a look at the coaches that are at those staffs and at those positions. Those aren't high personality guys. They're guys that love development. They're guys that understand the system, and they're guys that are okay with taking a back seat. Now, Sam, I'm going to run off some names here. And these are the former D1 coaches that you pulled up. And just tell me what type of personalities and what type of figures these guys are. Brad Stevens at Boston.
Brad Stevens, just an incredible in-game coach, and particularly on the offensive end. Not a strong recruiter, obviously, because he came from Butler, but in the NBA, you don't need that.
But at the college level, very much about development, very much about the culture, and he's done the same thing in Boston. He was also selective about the job that he took. Quinn Snyder went to Missouri, never took that program to a Final Four, but they had success there. When you think about Quinn Snyder and his personality, what type of guy is he?
When I think about Quinn Snyder, there aren't
great
many,
hair, though.
There aren't
great
many
hair.
Rooms. There aren't many rooms where he isn't the smartest guy in it. And it just, he's an incredibly smart guy. I've read incredible pieces about his offense.
Billy Donovan, Magic tried to hire him once, spent a lot of time at Florida, won 2 national championships at Florida, now at Oklahoma City.
Very successful at the college level, obviously back-to-back national championships. He coached at Marshall as well in the college, so he's shown an ability to make a move and have success along the way. Really, his biggest task in Oklahoma City is managing the big personalities, and we've seen a little bit of trouble at the beginning, but things are starting to come together.
And that's the key right there, you said. Managing personalities in the NBA. Because I think what we learned in the late 90s, specifically with a Calipari and a Pitino, the NBA game is not about the coach. It's never been about the coach. But what the coach is there to do is he's there to foster a culture. He's there to develop. But when the players become stars and when they become bigger than the actual team, it's your job to manage those.
When I think about Calipari and Patino, I think about a couple guys who really excelled in the recruiting aspect of the game. Maybe their talent isn't coaching in the game. But
and
if
they're guys that became larger than their program.
And that's right. But if they can get, you know, six of the 20 best guys in the country on their squad, it's going to be all right. Maybe that's why it didn't particularly work. And I think if NBA general managers are going to look into the college game, you got to look for a particular kind of guy. You got to look for a guy that's going to translate. I don't think you're going to go pull up Tony Bennett from Virginia and think that the way he runs his offense and defense is going to translate. I don't think you're going to look at Jim Boeheim and say, look at that zone. Let's try and make that work in the league. You got to find the right guy.
Would the zone ever work in the NBA? Absolutely not.
No, because
not, because everybody can shoot out of a zone.
Yeah, because you can make 70% uncontested every time, no matter who you are.
407-447-2145 is the call-in number. That's 407-447-2145. Is there a place for the college coach in the NBA game? Or does it even matter anymore? That's kind of what Sam and I are talking about. And I think what we've come down to and what the crux of this discussion is, no, it doesn't matter. What matters anymore is, you know what, the NBA game and the college game are two completely different games, and they're played with two completely different sets of rules, which is absurd to me. College basketball needs to play the same set of rules that are played internationally, that are played professionally, and it would make their game a lot better. But that's another argument. That's for another day. But what we have realized is all these coaches have certain personality traits that help you succeed. And if you are coming from the college ranks, though, it's something like what Jay Wright has,
yeah,
right? Jay fits that mold.
Jay Wright is a particularly interesting character when you talk about a college coach coming up to the NBA. Obviously, you have the success. Two national titles in 3 years. That's kind of what we saw with Billy Donovan when he won back-to-back. If you watch the Final Four, you saw Villanova can shoot the three, and he is all for it. And it was like that 2 years ago when Villanova went on.
He was a coach that understood what his strengths and weaknesses are, and he didn't apologize for it.
Absolutely.
And that's how it should be.
And just knowing how to run a next level offense, that's where I start kind of thinking a little bit more about Quinn Snyder. And Villanova is obviously, they're in the conversation now, is Villanova a blue blood program? I'd say they are right on that doorstep. Brad Stevens came from a lot of success at Butler in the Big East, where he didn't particularly have that brand where he could continually draw all of that talent to his school. Jay Wright has thrived in the Big East. So it is an interesting conversation.
Is there a place for the college coach in the NBA game and vice versa? Is there a place for the NBA coach in the college game, or does it even matter? If you can coach basketball, you can coach hoops at any level. That is the topic of our discussion today, 407-447-2145. You know, Sam, I looked at this list that you gave me. Former D1 coaches now in the NBA, and then there's former D1 assistant coaches who are now in the NBA.
There were some
and
big names on that assistant list.
Greg Popovich,
good.
Tom Thibodeau, Stan Van Gundy.
Good.
All older coaches in the association now, and really, the only three coaches in the association now that I think of that have larger-than-life personalities. And, you know, I read a Yahoo story the other day about trends that are happening within the coaching ranks, and it fits the mold of what we've spent this entire topic talking about. You know, no longer are you looking for the coach that needs to be bigger than the sum of its parts. It's more the coach that wants to sit in the backdrop.
Yeah, and Greg Popovich, man, his path comes from schools even smaller than D1 before that when he coached at Pomona Pitzer, and talk about just needing to get every single team to reach its ceiling. And obviously Larry Brown saw something in him and invited him to coach at Kansas for a little while, and then he made his jump up to the assistantship in the NBA, and now he's a head coach. And before it's all said and done, I wouldn't be surprised if Greg Popovich goes down as the greatest one to ever do it at this level.
Okay, we do have to duck in a quick break, but when we return here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, tonight it is the Magic and the Mavs live from the AC. We'll talk about that coming up, but we're also going to have some fun with only 5 games left in the season and really only a week and 1 day left in Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We're going to take a look around the association. Just a reminder, it's a tie game and the clock is winding down. Want to know what happens next? Well, here's what you got to do. Go live, get live play-by-play with the Orlando Magic mobile app, even when you're on the go, so you don't miss a minute of the action. Download it for free today and enjoy in-depth stats for the most die-hard Magic fans. All that coming up here and more on the other side.
Unlike other jewelry stores, at International Diamond Center, no nobody's paid on commission.
We don't believe in the commission structure.
That's IDC owner Keith LeClaire.
I don't want my people to look at you when you walk in the door and they see a dollar sign and how much am I going to get this person for? I don't want my customers to be gotten. I want my customers to be protected.
International Diamond Center, where transparency and honesty come first.
I want you to make sure you're getting what you paid for.
International Diamond Center.
The best quality diamond for the best price, period.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Magic fans, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. With the Fast Break Season Pass, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Enjoy the surprise of different seats each night and catch every pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. Bleeding blue is pure magic.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Yeah, Mario was terrific. You know, he always has those one or two plays that, you know, make you scratch your head a little bit. But he's playing good basketball, and he continues to grow. He's one of our young players that's, you know, got a great attitude, refreshing spirit, and, you know, working on, like we are with the whole group, playing within himself while staying aggressive.
That is Magic head coach Frank Vogel. Is Magic coming off a win last night? And right there, he was talking about the one and only Mario Hezonja. 36 minutes of action, 7 of 12, 5 of 8 from 3. He had 19 points. And how about this, Sam Davis? Plus 20 in the final box. The Magic, in fact, in that ballgame had four players who were plus double figures in the box. You had Kim Birch, plus 18. Shelvin Mack, plus 21. Jamel Artis, plus 21. Rodney Purvis, plus 19. And also Mario Hezonja, plus 20. Okay, I guess that's five. I guess that's Kansas math. But when you read this real fast, you know, sometimes you get those a little wrong. Magic win 97-73 last night. They go back-to-back tonight as they welcome in the Dallas Mavericks, who are essentially playing without four of their five starters. We touched on it earlier, but the Mavs will be without tonight Dennis Smith, Dirk Nowitzki, Seth Curry, Nerlens Noel, Harrison Barnes, Wes Matthews, Dwight Powell. And in fact, earlier today, they were out at RDV scouting competition, so it's possible we could see some RDV guys down at the Amway Center tonight. But we do have about 5 minutes left to go, and Sam, I thought we'd have some fun today.
As part of our obligation to you, the fan, we've spent countless minutes scouring the internet today to bring you the hottest NBA topics. This is Hoop Scoop.
All right, Sam Davis, I saw you out at the RDV earlier today, you know, practicing your layups. I'm guessing you did not get scouted for tonight's game.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that Frank Vogel. For you. I'm just hoping Frank Vogel saw my post moves, because I really think that I'd be able to bring it tonight.
Post moves, wow. You're 5'9", right?
I'm
getting down there, getting dirty.
6'1" on a great day, but really, I'm way better at NBA Jam. And the arcade classic turned video game staple is celebrating its birthday today. 25 years old. That game is older than me by a little bit. So when you get home, let's see if you can celebrate some NBA Jam and play with my favorite all-time duo on that game, Shaq and Kobe. You can't beat it.
Oh, that's stealing right there. If you just go Shaq and Kobe. I mean, but this game, you can pick anybody, right? You can pick two guys, that's it.
Yeah, in some games you can play with the mascots, too.
This would have been
fun.
A great lead-in for our first for our introductory monologue and our little topic. What two players do you go with? You know, I think one of them has to be LeBron James, no matter what, because you kind of got the outside shooting, you got the physical presence down low, and anytime that on knees, I take shooters, you know. How about Penny Hardaway in his prime?
Yeah, I would go with like Steph Curry if I was looking for a modern one, and then maybe like a unicorn like Joel or Kristaps, someone who can shoot the three and get it down low.
Or Ben Simmons now, too. You know, Ben Simmons can shoot it a little bit.
All right, one of the most impressive streaks in basketball is officially over. The Spurs strung together 18 consecutive 50-win seasons. The streak is over. San Antonio is still comfortable for a playoff picture, but 18 50-win regular seasons, that is incredible.
How about that? At what point in the modern era will that ever happen again? You know, I was listening to Woj's pod, and you know, he was talking with some former coaches, and he said so many times that coaches, when they start with a franchise, they focus more on the roster. And, you know, Greg Popovich, his roster has evolved throughout those 18 years. He's had Hall of Famers. He's had guys that aren't Hall of Famers. But what he's always able to do is get the most out of his teams. And that is incredible, because so many coaches get frustrated with the way that their roster looks and what's going on. And a tip of the cap to that man. He is a great basketball coach.
Yeah, man. They came so close to getting 50 for a 19th consecutive season, which is remarkable considering the way they started and the Kawhi injury. You look at some of the guys on that roster and you're like, Joffrey Laverne? I'm not really sure. Well, hey, Warriors.
It's like some of those rosters that Bill Self deals with, and you're like, who are these guys? And yet he wins the Big 12 every year.
Every year. Maybe that's the most impressive streak now. 14 consecutive Big 12 titles. Love that. Warriors CEO Rick Welts announced today on a radio show that the Golden State Warriors will remain the Golden State Warriors despite making a move back to San Francisco pretty soon. The team last played under its San Francisco name in 1971.
As they should. They've made their name as the Golden State Warriors. They've been at this long. Tip of the cap to the Warriors. Just because you're moving to San Francisco doesn't mean you should forget about the rest of the Bay Area and the state. At this point in time, more people recognize that team for being a Bay Area team than they do the fact that they play in Oakland. So it's good by them. It's good by the organization. And hopefully, I think they're hoping to still retain some of those Oakland
fans. And this is probably my favorite one on the sheet today. We all know that Steph Curry is one of the best three-point shooters in the game. But did you know Steph Curry is the league's most established popcorn critic?
Who likes popcorn, by the way?
Popcorn's a great snack.
No, it's not. It's awful.
In a recent interview, Steph declared that Miami concessions, the Heat, have the best popcorn, while the 76ers have the worst.
Hot takes by Steph Curry.
I don't think he's tried the corn at the Amway Center. That stuff's A-plus every time.
Oh, man. Hot takes by Steph Curry. I'm saying I'd like to see his top 30 ranking and see where the Amway Center lies in general.
So the 76ers, the worst popcorn, but for the first time in 30 years, the Sixers have won 11 straight games. This had me thinking, I don't think anyone in basketball can't respect what Philly has done. You got to trust the process.
Hashtag trust the process. Hashtag trust Joel Embiid. It's been a lot of fun. Hey, you know what? Magic Gaming selected their players today. You know, the NBA 2K League had their draft today. It was on NBA.tv and also on Twitch as well. So tip of the cap to those guys starting it. Should be fun to watch here from a Magic organization perspective. That does it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamonds. And just a reminder, Magic and Mavs beginning at 7 p.m. tonight. We get underway on the Magic Radio Network beginning at 6:30. So keep your dials locked. Tune in. It should be a lot of fun. Magic and Mavs. That'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Right there. People out front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.